news ever.
Not now, Larry. We've got a show to plan.
Yeah, but this is absolutely the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Better than the time the soft-serve ice cream machine kept spitting out ice cream and the only place to put it was in your mouth?
Better.
Better than the time the pet store lost power and asked if 49 puppies could sleep over at your house?
Better. That was real good, though. Puppy sleepovers are super fuzzy.
Okay, I give up. What happened?
I won, Bob! I won! Well, I almost won. I'm one of two finalists.
Won what? A finalist in what?
What's my favorite cookie, Bob?
I have no idea.
I'm gonna say chocolate chip.
My favorite cookies are oatmeal raisin. Without the raisins. Just the oatmeal.
Choco fudge nuggets. It's a nugget of fudge wrapped in chocolate. Oh. With chocolate sprinkles.
Nope. Mr. Butter's Doodle Whoppers.
Eh? Mr. Who's what?
Mr. Butter's Doodle Whoppers. Put a dozen in your hopper. Bite 'em, chew 'em with your choppers. Mr. Butter's Doodle Whoppers.
Move over, Mozart.
So, what did you win?
A lifetime supply of Mr. Butter's Doodle Whoppers in their Cookies for Life contest.
You won the contest?
As good as. They just announced the two finalists, and I'm half of them.
Congratulations, Larry.
Who's the other finalist?
Don't know, but too bad for them, because I'm going to win. And a lifetime of cookies is going to make me so, so happy.
Hey, everybody. They just announced the results of the Mr. Butter's Doodle Whopper Cookies for Life contest, and I'm a finalist.
Wait, you're the other finalist?
Other? You mean you're a finalist?
Oh, boy.
I'm the finalist that's gonna win.
No, I'm the finalist that's gonna win.
But I won't be happy unless I have a lifetime supply of Doodle Whoppers.
Then I guess you just won't be happy, because the Doodle Whoppers are mine.
We are on the horns of a moral dilemma.
Guys, endless cookies can't be the only way to be happy.
But it's what I want.
Getting what you want makes you happy, and I want cookies.
Petunia?
Yes?
You're the president of the VeggieTales fan club. Are you aware of any letters we've received that deal with this particular situation?
Let's see. Oh, wait. This one might be just right. Dear Bob and Larry.
Oh, good start. Very promising.
My friend Alejandro got a new bike. It's really nice. I asked for a bike for Christmas, but I didn't get one. Now I feel grumpy inside. How can I be happy if I don't get what I want? Your friend Thomas.
You can't. That's how. No bike, no cookies, no happy.
There's gotta be a better answer than that. Who's got an idea?
Well, we could...
30 seconds to curtain, everybody. Hope you got something good, Bob.
Okay, places, everybody. Let's put on a great show.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the VeggieTales Show.
Live on stage.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
For every age.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
I'm in the cage.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
Nice job, everyone.
Not as nice as the lifetime supply of Mr. Butter's Doodle Whoppers that I'm gonna win.
Ha! Oh, if we can't be happy, how are we supposed to teach Thomas?
Bob, I've got an idea.
Yes, please.
I think we're focusing on the wrong word.
You mean happy?
Right. We need to talk about a different word.
I'm fond of persnickety.
What word do we need to be talking about?
Put me on stage.
Okay. Do you need anything?
Yes, I need three kids and a classroom set.
Coming right up.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Miss Petunia.
Tell me, kids, what do you want?
What do we want?
What do we want?
What do we want?
We want to be happy. Happy, we wanna be happy. Happy, we wanna be happy. So happy, 'cause we
make me happy. Getting a new bike makes me happy.
I collect action figures based on the popular early reader book series, Tim of Mars. And I would like the entire limited edition book 2 set of collectibles in original packaging. That would make me happy.
Then you'd be happy?
Then we'd be happy. Happy, then we'd be happy. Happy, then we'd be happy. So happy, 'cause we'd have everything we want.
What if I told you there was something better than happy?
Better than happy?
Mega happy?
Deep happy. Something called joy.
Joy?
Joy?
What's that? It's happy that lasts. Say you eat a cookie.
Yum!
An hour later, what do you want?
Another cookie.
Why?
Because it doesn't last. I always need more.
Say you get a new bike.
Hooray!
A few years later, what do you want?
Another bike. The first one might be old or dirty or broken. I need a new one.
And say you get the whole book 2 set of action figures. What happens next?
Well, there's book 3.
But what is joy? How is it different?
A toy is a happy that comes to an end. But joy is a happy that comes from a friend. A hug from a buddy, your mom or your dad. Joy is the happiest happy you've had.
I don't think I get it.
Have you ever been on a roller coaster?
Yeah, roller coasters are fun.
They sure are.
Have you ever gone on a roller coaster by yourself?
I did once. It wasn't as fun.
Roller coasters are fun, but a roller coaster with your best friend or your family? That's joy.
So joy is about relationships?
With your friends, your family, even God.
Wait, being friends with God can give us joy?
Relationships, they are the key to our joy. More than a cookie, a bike, or a toy. Just like a hug from your buddy can do. God is a friend who can give you joy too. God is a friend who can give you joy too.
So tell me, students, what do you want?
We want joy, joy, joy. We want joy, joy, joy. Even more than a cookie or a bike or a toy. What we really, really want is joy. What we really, really want is joy.
Joy is even better than happy. Joy is deep happy.
That's crazy. If happy is a cookie, then deep happy is a whole bunch of cookies. A lifetime supply, which is exactly what I'll have after I win the Mr. Butters Doodle Whopper Cookies for Life contest.
But Miss Petunia said joy is better than happy, and it comes from your friends and your family and from God.
Why not have both?
Both what?
Friends and family and cookies.
Yeah, why should it be just one? I want everything I want. Friends, family, and a lifetime supply of Mr. Butter's Doodle Whoppers. Then I'll be happy.
You really need everything you want to be happy?
How could I have joy if there's something I really, really want that I don't have?
Yeah, Bob. How?
Well, I tried.
Anyone else have an idea?
Glad you asked. I believe I have just the thing.
It isn't about British history, is it?
Oh, heavens no.
Good.
It's much older than that.
Wait, what?
Here, here, everyone. The script is up on cue cards and your costumes are on the rack. I need 2 leads. Ah, yes. You 2.
What, me?
And me?
But he is my cookie enemy.
They're not your cookies. I'm gonna win them.
Yes, yes, lovely. Now, costumes on and get out there. We're going to learn something about real joy. Once upon a time, many years ago, about 1960, give or take, there were 2 friends.
They call me Paul.
They call me Silas.
Very nice, thank you. Paul and Silas were traveling from town to town, telling people the good news about Jesus.
Hello, would you like to hear the good news about Jesus?
Does anyone want to hear the good news about Jesus?
Sometimes people were just too busy to listen, but not everyone. There was a poor peasant girl.
Oh.
I'd like to hear the good news. Is it good news for me, a poor peasant girl?
It's good news for everyone. Walk with us, and we'll tell you the good news.
Hey, she can't go with you. She works for me.
I want to hear the good news.
We didn't mean any trouble, sir.
That's exactly what you meant. You two came here to make trouble because you're troublemakers.
Did you say troublemakers?
No, we're not troublemakers. We have good news.
Do you know what we do with troublemakers around here?
Give them cookies?
No, we put them in jail.
And that's exactly what they did. Paul and Silas found themselves locked in jail, accused of troublemaking.
You guys went and did it. You made trouble. And now you're stuck here with me, in jail.
Who are you?
I'm the jailer. I tend the jail.
He's the jailer. In charge of your new home away from home.
Home away from home. How long have you guys been in here?
I don't know. A year? 10 years? It all blurs together in a miserable place like this.
I want my mommy.
How long have you been the jailer?
I don't know. A year? 10 years? It all blurs together in a miserable place like this.
It was a gloomy place. Filled with gloomy people. But Paul and Silas weren't gloomy. They remembered the good news.
Hey, Silas, remember the good news?
That we can be friends with God and he'll be with us always, no matter what?
Right. Even in jail. I mean, I'd sure like to get out of jail, but even if we don't, God is with us.
So later that night in this terribly gloomy place, Paul and Silas prayed.
Dear God, please get us out of jail. It's kind of icky in here. But even if you don't, we're still glad you're with us. And we're okay.
Amen.
And then they did something very unusual. They sang.
I'm in jail.
Me too.
I wish I wasn't in jail.
Me too.
But since I'm in jail, I'm happy. God is with me too.
Most guys in jail will sing the blues.
But we're just singing about the good news.
And though we'd love to be set free,
I'm happy knowing God is in here with me.
They're singing in jail.
It's true.
Why are they singing in jail?
Do you want to know what you would need to do to know that God is friends with you? And then, my friend, it will be true.
Suddenly, in the middle of the singing, there was an earthquake! Earthquake! Hang on! The jail was rocked, and the doors of the cells flew wide open!
The doors are open!
We can get out of here!
Escape! God answered our prayer. He got us out of jail.
Now we can go back to telling people the good news. It's just what we wanted.
Stop.
Huh?
Get back in your cells.
Come on, man. We're already out.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jailer. But we prayed that God would let us out of jail, and, well, he did.
Oh, who am I trying to kid? I can't stop you. It's just that, boy, am I gonna be in trouble.
What do you mean? It's not your fault.
It's my job. I got one job. Don't let anybody leave. That's pretty much it.
So if we leave, you'll lose your job?
Unemployed?
I wish. The Romans aren't so nice about these things. If I lose my prisoners, I don't just lose my job. I lose my life.
Paul and Silas didn't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
If they left, they'd be free to tell people about Jesus again.
That'd be good.
But the poor jailer would lose his life.
That'd be bad.
They could have what they wanted, freedom. But should they take it?
I understand if you want to leave. I'd want to leave too if I were you.
What will Paul and Silas do?
I don't know. I don't have the next page of the script. What do they do?
We'll find out right after this break.
What do they do? What do they do?
Don't you love a good cliffhanger?
Do they get what they want? Do they go free? They can't be happy in jail.
I'm impressed, Archibald. You've got everyone on the edge of their seats.
Very dramatic. I like it.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Nezzer.
But, shouldn't someone be out there doing something?
Larry, can you give us a silly song?
I'm too agitated to be silly, Bob.
Maybe he can give us an agitated song.
That's not a thing.
It is now. Archie, give me an intro.
On it. And now it's time for Agitated Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings an agitated song.
Upset, and I'm not having fun. So if you will excuse me, my little song is done.
See, I knew you could do it.
Boy, that made me even more agitated.
Just in time to resume our story. Back on stage, everyone. What would they do? There they were, Paul and Silas, freed from jail by an earthquake. Freedom is what they wanted. They could go back to telling people the good news about Jesus. But what would be good for them would be very bad for the jailer.
Who am I kidding? If I were them, I wouldn't care about me. I'm not important. Of course they'll leave. What was that?
We're still here.
Why?
We don't want you to get in trouble.
Besides, we can have joy anywhere. Because God is always with us.
Yeah, I noticed from the singing. Why are you guys still here?
If God could make them that happy, that they'd be singing in jail, well, we want to be friends with God, too.
Yeah, friends.
You gotta tell me, what do I have to do to be friends with God?
You want to hear the good news?
I want to hear the good news, but not here. Would you come to my house for dinner? You can tell my whole family.
Can we come too?
Dinner.
Sure, you're all invited to my house. I just have to get you back in your cells before morning. This is the happiest I've been in a long, long time.
You know what might be even better than seeing God help us?
What's that?
Seeing God help other people, too.
I think you're right.
And that's the story of Paul and Silas and the Philippian jailer. Joy doesn't come from getting what you want. It comes from knowing God is with you and from seeing Him make a difference in other people's lives, too.
Hey, you're just in time. They're about to announce the winner of the Cookies for Life contest.
It's okay. I don't eat cookies to be happy.
You know, I don't need cookies to be happy either. I'm gonna share my cookies with you, Junior. In fact, I'm gonna share my cookies with everyone.
Yay!
Hey, I'm really proud of you guys. We learned a lot today.
I think we need to get out there and wrap it up for Thomas.
Oh, right. Thomas, let's go. Well, Thomas, everyone wants to be happy.
But I learned today there's something better than happy. Joy. And we get joy when we remember God is with us.
Joy isn't about what we have. It's about being loved by God and seeing the difference He makes for other people, too.
Good time for a verse.
Oh, right.
Do not fear, tomato.
It's our angel friend.
It's not an angel. It's Jean-Claude.
I have a gift for you. From heaven.
Thank you, angel.
Wait, what?
It's a Mr. Butters Doodle Whopper. My favorite. Aw, thank you, angel.
It was supposed to be a fortune cookie with a verse in it.
Another cookie!
Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him.
Well, we're out of time. Remember, kids, God made you special.
And He loves you very much. And He wants you to have joy.
Goodbye!